Hello, everyone. Welcome to the November 2nd, 2014 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for November 2nd to November 9th and beyond? Well, today is the day. Saturn is moving into Scorpio. The reality check planet is taking up a new position, something that will have major implications for everyone and for events in the world. Saturn will be in Scorpio until the end of January 2017. Plenty of time for the planet of time to manifest itself. Okay, so as promised in last week's show, I am going to go through the zodiac and make some predictions for each sign. As usual, these predictions are based on the house position of Saturn relative to the rising sign of your natal Vedic chart. If you are still stuck on Western astrology, you will have to subtract 24 degrees from your Western astrology rising sign to get your Vedic astrology, in other words, sidereal rising sign. We begin with Aries rising. Saturn will be in your 8th house, the planet of longevity. Transiting through your 8th house of chronic problems is not a good thing if you get sick or have some legal issues. It will take a long time to resolve such things. The planet of limitations in the house of the partner's wealth and financial arrangements with others means any support from that quarter will be less rather than more over the next 2 years. If you are Taurus rising, Saturn will be transiting in your 7th house of relationship, partnership, marriage, clients, and deals in distant places. Saturn is serious energy, mature energy. It's the responsibility planet. And when influencing this part of the chart, it signifies taking your relationships more seriously, fulfilling your marital obligation to your spouse, or, if there's already trouble in your partnership, Saturn's separative quality could in fact put an end to things. On the other hand, any new relationship started while Saturn transits through this part of your chart will endure, whether you want it to or not. Gemini rising people will have Saturn transiting in their 6th house, the house of struggle and difficulties, work and service, health and disease, debts and enemies. Again, remembering Saturn's quality of longevity, you will have to be careful over the next 2 years of getting sick or going into debt or making any new enemies. Any of these are going to take a long time to get rid of. Saturn is the planet of work and responsibility, and in the 6th house of your job, this transit could entail you taking on more work, more responsibilities, and so on. For Cancer rising, Saturn will be transiting in your 5th house for the next 2 years. As the planet of limitations in the sign of love, Saturn can put the clamp on starting a new romance. But if a romance does get going, it will be serious and likely to last a long time. And Saturn being the planet of maturity, the romance will be with a real adult. The 5th house being the house of children, if you have children, your responsibilities to them and the quality of their own lives will take on a new level of seriousness. If you are Leo rising, Saturn will be transiting in your 4th house, affecting your home, your domestic life, your sense of inner peace and comfort, and your relationship with your mother and her life. Saturn transiting in this part of your chart makes home life more burdensome. Saturn represents old things, so if you move to a different residence, it will be an older home, or the home you are in will need repairs. There will be more responsibilities, in dealing with your mother, and her life may go through difficulties. For Virgo rising people, Saturn will be transiting in your third house for the next 2 years. This position of Saturn can be helpful, especially for workaholic Virgos. The third house is the house of making efforts, and Saturn is the planet of persistence. But Saturn slows things down, so don't expect fast results. The planet of responsibility in the third house of everyday activities means you will be taking on more obligations in your daily life, which may be experienced as more burdens. If Libra is your rising sign, then Saturn will be affecting your second house of personal finances, material circumstances, family life, and speech. Generally, the planet of restriction is not welcome in this house, since it could reduce your income. But often, it just manifests as the planet of work in the house of money. In other words, working hard for the money. The planet of responsibility in your house of family will increase your obligations in that area. For Scorpio rising charts, Saturn will be in your ascendant for 2 years. Scorpios will experience Saturn in a very direct way because the ascendant is your personality. Life seems more serious, restricted, and frustrating. This is a time of lessons. The lesson is to slow down, plan your moves better, and take the long view. Since the ascendant is also representative of the body as a whole, there will likely be less energy, or physical fatigue, and even disease. Sagittarius rising people experience Saturn transiting through their 12th house. The planet of harsh reality in the house of endings brings some episode of your life to a close over the next 2 years. Saturn is a natural ascetic, and while in the 12th house of the subconscious and separation, this planet's transit inclines you to spend more time alone in contemplation, meditation, introspection. If you're Capricorn rising, then Saturn is transiting through your 11th house of friends and associates, goals and ambitions, profits and gains. Saturn may limit your profits during this time, or you have to work harder for what you get. You are likely to be spending less time with your friends, or the relationship may deteriorate, or someone may even exit from your life. But in some ways, Saturn is welcome here, especially in the sign Scorpio, since its energy will make you more determined to achieve your 11th house goals. For Aquarius charts, Saturn will transit through your 10th house of career, professional activities, status and position, and community acts. The planet of work, responsibilities, and discipline in your house of career will make you put more time into this part of your life. The payoff will come, but slowly, eventually. If Saturn in this part of your chart makes negative connections to any natal planets, you could get the downside of this transit, a fall from your position. And lastly, Pisces rising will have Saturn transiting in their 9th house, the house of good luck, beliefs, father, higher learning, and long-distance journeys. When transiting in the 9th house, Saturn tends to limit one's good fortune. The relationship with father or guru could get a bit frosty. Your studies become more difficult and burdensome. And any long-distance travels you do make will be due to responsibilities. Okay, that's it for a thumbnail analysis of Saturn's transit in personal charts. Remember that if you have natal planets in Scorpio or opposite in Taurus, or if you are in a Mars period or a Mars subperiod, you will experience even more effects than what I have detailed here. And if you would like to see this analysis in written article format, you can find it on my website, livingskillfully.com. Thanks for visiting the Astrology News Report. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at Astro News Report.